On with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, Polo superstar Nacho Figueras. How are you, Nacho?
Muy bien. How are you, man?
Muy bien. Gracias. We've met before. I know you remember. At least I hope you remember.
Of course I remember.
And I've had
How to forget.
Thank you, my friend. And I've had the opportunity to see you play a couple times. It's so much fun going to these Polo events. And there's a big event going down this weekend, the 9th annual Veuve Clicquot Polo Classic in L.A. What's your favorite part about the event?
I think a few things. First of all, is coming to L.A., which is a city that I love. Second is bringing polo back to Will Rogers, which has a lot of history. Will Rogers played polo there in his backyard with Walt Disney and Spencer Tracy and Clark Gable. All these Hollywood stars played polo there in the 20s and the 30s.
Wow.
You can feel their soul there. It's fun to play polo there.
And polo has such fascinating roots. It started when? What was the era exactly?
So it's the oldest team sport. It's 3,000 years old.
Really?
It started as a war game. So the Persians used polo to train their warriors on horse, to have skills on horses. So that's how the sport started. And it was in the late 1800s and early 1900s, all of the military in the entire world, they all had polo teams because that's how they trained their cavalry, playing polo.
Oh, I love history. That's a fascinating piece right there. Wow, so the Persians, thousands of years ago.
Yes.
Really cool. And champagne is obviously an important part of the event, which I love. What's the proper way to open a bottle?
There's different ways, but the best way to open one is winning. When you win and you pop the bottle because you're celebrating the win. That's why I like how I like to open it.
I agree with you. Now, unfortunately, not many Americans have watched polo live, but what would you say to them? How would you describe the experience?
So the whole point of these games was that, bringing more people to the games and bringing polo to LA. We also do it in New York and we've been very successful. We get 6,000 people in LA, 10,000 in New York. Mm. But of course, there's a lot to be done. What I would say is polo, it's a fun sport. Everyone's invited. It's a fun day out.
Yes.
You bring out your picnic. You bring out your friends. You have a good time. You dress up if you want, which is always fun. It's a good excuse. And, just go to your local polo club. There's polo clubs all over America. And look at a game, try to play polo, get on a horse if you can. If you have a little bit of money, try. If you don't, just go and work at the barns and work your way up.
There you go. Right? There you go. I like that. Aspirational.
Yes.
It is fun. I've been there with the family and stuff. It is a great outing. And I know your boys with Prince Harry, too. How long have you guys been friends?
We've been friends a while now, more than 10 years. We first met in 2007 in England on a charity polo game for Senti Valley, which is his charity to help orphan kids in Southern Sahara Africa, which I'm an ambassador for. And that's when we met, and we played polo all around the world, raising money for that great charity. And we became very good friends, and I like him very, very much.
That's awesome. How's his polo game?
His polo game is good. His grandfather played. His grandmother is a very, loves horses.
Right.
The father played. William played. So they all play. So they're all very, very good riders.
Oh, I thought you were about to say that the queen played. Does she play?
No, she doesn't, but she rides. She still rides.
She still rides. That is awesome.
She rides once a week, or I think every, when
that's amazing.
It's amazing. She has race horses. She loves horses. She knows more about horses than a lot of people that I know that thing they know about horses.
Wow, that's so cool. I love horses too. How old are you when you started riding?
I started riding very little, when I was one or two with my dad.
Before you could walk.
Yeah.
Around when you're walking, I should say.
Which it helps, right? And then I started playing polo when I was 9.
Wow, so you started at a very young age. That's awesome. Mm. Did you have fun at the wedding, by the way?
The wedding was great. It was good. We had a good time.
Do females play polo?
Because I know that's about this weekend. I'm playing with my wife in the same team. Thank God, because otherwise, I'm smart enough to know that it's, don't play against your wife.
Take a mallet to the shin right there.
And if it doesn't happen in the field, it will happen later at home. So,
right.
So we're playing together. And women's polo has been growing very, very fast. As a matter of fact, in America, for every 3 new players in the United States Polo Association, 2 are women and 1 is a man. How about that?
Look at that. Look at that. And you can play on the same team, and they don't segregate, which is kind of cool.
Exactly. So there's men's polo, and then there's women's polo, and then you can also play all together, which is fun and great.
Fun. Okay. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite sport other than polo?
Tennis.
Most dangerous thing you've ever done?
Play polo.
What's the worst injury you've had?
I've broken my hip, and that was bad in England 5-6 years ago.
What happened?
I was playing, it was an Argentina against England game, and we were going for it very hard, and a guy just tried to hit me, and it hit me a little bit in the front of my horse, so my horse went down on top of me, and I broke my hip.
Oh, wow. How long did it take you to come back?
12 weeks. 12 weeks and one day.
That's pretty quick, actually, for a broken hip. That seems like
you just hurt your ankle and you're out for a year.
My gosh, wow. That's not, you're not getting a lot of sympathy from me.
I'm gonna tell you. I do. He's being mean to you. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, right. Thank you.
No, I'm paid for that. That's why.
Okay.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oof. That's a tough one. I like Charlize Theron a lot.
Good taste.
Yeah.
Good taste. Life or death, what's one song you know all the lyrics to?
A tango song, a few tango songs.
A few?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You have a nickname for your buddy, Prince Harry?
Yes.
Oh, it stays private?
It stays private.
Okay, fair enough.
There's a few.
Well, olivemara.com for info on the 9th annual Veuve Clicquot Polo Classic. You can follow him on Twitter at Nacho Figueras. Gracias, Nacho.
Gracias. It's good to see you again.
You too, my friend.
Get back in shape so we can play polo together.
Sounds good. I would love that.
On with Mario Lopez.